This is Kelly Blewett. We are here today with New York Times and USA Today bestselling author Debbie May Comer to discuss her new book, Rose Harbor in Bloom. The book takes readers to Cedar Cove, a location May Comer popularized in her Cedar Cove series, which she wrote between 2001 and 2011. Fans can see this series brought to life by Hallmark in the original series, which premiered in late July. Debbie, it's a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Oh, Kelly, my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about Cedar Cove, Debbie. What makes it an attractive destination for readers?
Well, I think it's because I've painted this beautiful picture of this small town in the Pacific Northwest, which is actually based on Port Orchard, Washington, my hometown, or where Wayne and I have lived for the last almost 30 years now. And it's a cozy town, so I wanted to create that same feeling that I grew up with and that my husband grew up with and our children grew up with.
As I read it, I just loved feeling like I was walking down these little streets with beautiful bright flowers and the ocean just sort of off in the distance and the mountains. It was just almost like taking a little vacation, which is kind of a nice transition to talking about Jo Marie, the heroine of your new series, who runs a bed and breakfast, which is where all of us readers might want to go as we hear about Cedar Cove. Can you tell us a little bit about Jo Marie and the special kind of amenities of this bed and breakfast she's running?
It's based on Jo Marie, who is the heroine. She is a war widow, a young war widow. Her husband was killed in Afghanistan, and she needs a place to heal. And that's why I chose the name Harbor. It's the Rose Harbor Inn series. The last name is Rose, like Pete Rose. It's actually named after my mother, whose name was Rose, and my daughter is Jody Rose, and my granddaughter, Madeline Rose. So it has a lot of my own personal heart in this series. After writing 15 books in the Cedar Cove series, the readers didn't want to leave, but I really felt it was time to make a transition. So that's why I chose to do the bed and breakfast, where the characters come and go, because there aren't too many characters in Cedar Cove.
That's right, because we do see some of our favorites from the old Cedar Cove series kind of popping in and interacting with Jo Marie. But we also get these really wonderful glimpses into very different stories of guests who are really kind of making a star appearance in each installation of the new series, of the Good Harbor series.
Well, they each come with burdens and problems and hurts. And as I said, this becomes a place of healing. It's a place of healing for Jo Marie, and it's a place of healing for those who come to stay, too.
And I think, you know, as readers kind of dive into this book, they're just going to feel like they want to go and meet Jo Marie themselves. And that's certainly how I felt. And I wanted to talk just a little bit about some of the characters who aren't going in and out. And that includes Mark, who isn't really Jo Marie's boyfriend, although he's probably one of her closer friends there, and there's maybe a little undercurrent of interest. But what got me is that Mark is sort of not your typical romantic hero.
Not at all.
Right. He's maybe not even that likable. Can you tell me how you came up with this character?
There were a number of reasons I had to. First of all, I couldn't have Jo Marie involved in a romance. I mean, she's still grieving. And so I had to put distance between these two characters. And it became very convenient for me to make him a crotchety kind of guy that's unlikable. And in the second book, The Rose Harbor in Bloom, you kind of feel like maybe there's a friendship that they share, sort of an unlikely friendship. In fact, at one point, Jo Marie says, "I'm not even sure I like you," but they still are bound together. And in the third book that is plotted and I'll be starting to write very soon, they grow closer together. And he has his own burdens, his own hurts. And he's also in need of that harbor of healing, too. I'm not going to give anything away, Kelly.
In the meantime, as we wait to see what exactly Mark is dealing with, we can go to Cedar Cove in another way. And that's through the Hallmark Channel's interpretation of Cedar Cove in the new original series. And I just want to hear, what did you think watching your stories come to life on the screen?
I think the only word I can even use to describe this is magical. I think this is every author's dream to have something like this happen. And It's above and beyond anything I could ever have anticipated when I rented that typewriter and put it on the kitchen table, let me tell you.
And so you do like that adaptation of the story? I know that they didn't quite stick close to the book exactly.
No, but if they did that, they'd be over in 2 seasons. So
Right.
what they've done is created as if I had written it. It really, really know my heart. And in fact, a couple of the storylines, especially like the tearing down of the lighthouse, I thought, oh my goodness, I wish I'd thought of that. I
Oh,
mean, it's
wow.
just as if I had thought of it. They're really close to, and I approve every script, and I feel very comfortable with handing my child over to them.
It's really interesting how we read stories and we become attached to stories, and then stories kind of spin out in different iterations. And I was just looking on your website that you actually learned sort of romance writing by closely studying scene by scene four romances that you loved. I just wanted to hear a little bit about those books, what they were, do you still look at them fondly, all that kind of stuff.
When I started out, like I said, with that running time for all those years ago, I had all these stories circling in my brain. I sat down and I put my hand on the keyboard and nothing happened. And I just started to panic. So I took the four books that I loved that I could read again and again and again and never, ever grow tired of them. And whatever was inside those stories that drew me so profoundly, I wanted it in my own books. And I went through them scene by scene, chapter by chapter. And that was really my apprenticeship. That was how I learned the structure of a novel. And the first one I did was The Wolf and the Dove by Kathleen Woolworth. And that was a very long book, too.
That's a lot of scenes.
A lot of scenes. I learned so much from her just by taking that book apart. I had read that book so many times, Kelly, that I had actually memorized the first page. And the other books were basic romance stories. They all had, because that's what I wanted to write. And as it turned out, that was what New York was opening up to stories like that. So I was very fortunate that the two meshed.
Well, I really did enjoy reading about you, Debbie, and I really feel like your story of having four kids, right, and then getting started in writing is pretty awesome.
Oh, well, thanks, Kelly. Yeah, I feel very, very blessed. And somebody just said to me today, God bless you. And I thought, he already has. Well, thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you.
It's so good to talk to you too, and best of luck with the next book.
Okay,
Okay.
thanks.
We've been speaking with Debbie May Comer, author of the new book, Rose Harbor in Bloom. For more information, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Kelly Blewett.